Foreign ministers from Iran and six global powers, including the U.S., have announced a deal on Iran's nuclear program. It's been in the works for over a decade, and one person who's been watching the process closely is Dr. Mohsen Milani. He is the executive director of the University of South Florida World Center for Strategic and Diplomatic Studies, and he tells WUSF's Mark Schreiner the agreement is a victory for diplomacy.
The nuclear agreement that was announced, I think, is a landmark event. It is a great victory for diplomacy. If you look at this agreement, you will find that Iran has agreed to give major concessions to the West, to the United States. Iran has agreed to stop enriching uranium at 20% and convert its stockpiles of enriched uranium into kind of fuel that cannot be used to build a bomb. At no time, Iran will be allowed in the next 10 to 15 years, will be allowed to have enough fissile material to build a bomb. This is a great victory for President Obama, and it's a win-win victory for both the United States and for Iran.
Now, do you think the inspections by the International Atomic Energy Agency will be strong enough to keep their program in check?
It is going to be the most intrusive inspection regimes imposed on any member of the NPT, Non-Proliferation Treaty. We're going to have 24-hour surveillance on major nuclear facilities in Iran. The International Atomic Energy Agency can go to any sites, including military sites, anytime they want, as long as they are doing so in consultation with the Iranian government. This agreement is not about trust. The U.S. doesn't trust Iran. Iran doesn't trust the U.S. After all, the two countries have been at war for over 37 years. This agreement is about transparency. It is about monitoring. It is about surveillance so that Iran cannot build a bomb. And I believe if you read the text of this agreement, as I have done all day, you will see that the agreement has essentially closed all pathways for Iran to build a bomb. I think it is a good beginning. And the reason why I'm so optimistic about this deal is that that deal can also open the possibility of improved relations between Iran and the United States. The fact that the foreign minister of Iran and John Kerry have been negotiating for a year and a half tells me that the two countries can begin to negotiate about other common goals they have in the Middle East, including the fight against the terrorist organization ISIS in Iraq and in Syria.
One of the things that you mentioned was the idea of the sanctions. How quickly do you think we'll see those sanctions lifted, and what will that mean for both Iran's government and the regular man on the street in Iran?
The sanctions will be lifted as soon as Iran agrees to implement the provisions of this nuclear deal. And these sanctions have crippled Iranian financial institutions and have damaged Iranian oil and gas industries. Iran also is going to get about 100 to 120 billion of its own frozen assets. And that means that Iranian economy, which has been not performing well in the past few years, will get a break. It means that European companies, and hopefully one day American companies, can go back to Iran and invest. According to one of the most popular British newspaper, the Iranian markets will be the best, most lucrative markets of the 21st century. I don't think this is an exaggeration. A country with about 80 million people, a country that has the second largest oil reserves in the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, and has the second largest natural gas reserves in the world, and has one of the largest middle classes in the Middle East, is going to be an attractive market for Western companies.
Condemnation of the agreement came fast and furious from U.S. Republicans, Israel, Saudi Arabia, among others. What can Congress do about this deal?
The Congress of the United States will have 60 days to vote on this important historic agreement. President Obama has already indicated that he will veto any legislation that stops the implementation of this agreement, which means that the opponent of this agreement has to muster a two-third majority in both houses of the Congress. The problem with the opponents of this nuclear deal is that they don't have any better alternative. What is the alternative to this nuclear agreement? More sanctions? We impose draconian sanctions on Iran, and the number of centrifuges increased from a few hundred to over 19,000. Perhaps what they have in mind is another war in the Middle East, this time against Iran. I don't think the American public is prepared for another military adventure in the Middle East. Those who criticize this plan must be able to come out with a better alternative. And because I am convinced they don't have a better alternative, I am cautiously optimistic that the U.S. Congress will not be able to stop the implementation of this landmark agreement. Now, there are regional forces that oppose this deal, specifically Saudi Arabia and Israel. I can understand the concerns that Israel has, but President Obama, as well as Secretary of Kerry, as well as many, many other nuclear scientists, have emphasized that this nuclear agreement stops all pathways for Iran to build the bomb. I happen to believe them. I believe that Israel and Saudi Arabia and perhaps one or two other countries will not have the kind of international support they're seeking to derail or to scuttle this important agreement.
And earlier you mentioned ISIS. Do you see further Iranian cooperation in the effort against ISIS?
Yes, I think one of the common objectives between the United States and Iran is to degrade and ultimately defeat ISIS. ISIS poses a profound security threat to the United States, to the region, and to Iran. Therefore, the two countries can work together, perhaps in indirect way, to defeat this dangerous organization.